just want to say I believe in you. You have to leave, then I'll say farewell. It's your life, do what you got to do. If it's here with me, all the same. I know it's hard, but it's up to you. It's your life.
Welcome aboard the all-new Breeze 97.1. Thank you. bringing you the very best music from the LP short stories, Dan Siegel, Starlight. Music from ex-Eagle Glenn Frey, It's Your Life, and Richie Kickleiter, Now and Then. 17 minutes before the hour now. Senate investigators are probing new allegations about Defense Secretary nominee John Tower. The report comes as the Senate continues to debate Tower's fitness to assume the Pentagon post. Opponents allege that Tower has a drinking problem. President Bush Tuesday rejected suggestions that his administration was adrift. Bush told reporters that it was important to complete a long review of foreign policy and military priorities before making key decisions. A global conference on the Earth's protective ozone layer was told Tuesday that industrialized nations are the biggest users of harmful chemicals and should compensate developing countries for costly efforts to reverse the damage. And Secretary of State Baker held wide-ranging talks with Soviet Foreign Minister Edward Shevardnadze in Vienna on Tuesday. Baker agreed to visit Moscow in May for talks on arranging a superpower summit. More great music still ahead. Stay tuned. Fresh, unique, contemporary. At home, in the car, and at the office. Breeze 97.1. The all-new Breeze, 97.1. The song is From You, for your listening enjoyment. Also hearing the Walt Disney classic from Sinead O'Connor, Someday My Prince Will Come, and Blue and Green, John McLaughlin. It is 5 minutes before the hour. In entertainment news, Ronald Reagan says he spends many of his post-presidency days fighting writer's block. He told students at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California, that a contract to write his memoirs is, quote, hanging over him. Reagan says he tries to work on the book, but usually ends up sitting and staring at the blank page he's working on. The ex-president was given a complimentary surfboard by the student body, which has a champion surf team. And the moon passed between the sun and the earth on Tuesday, making a partial eclipse that could be seen in much of the western United States. David Shaw of Morrison Planetarium in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park said that the eclipse looked like someone bit off the top of a giant cookie. And Kitty Dukakis is back at home in Brookline after a month of alcohol rehabilitation in Providence, Rhode Island. She rode home with her husband, Governor Michael Dukakis, and her father, Harry Ellis Dickinson, the associate conductor of the Boston Pops. It is 3.5 minutes before the hour now, and time for me to say so long. Shannon Smith saying goodnight, and I'll see you tomorrow. Ray Peterson is in next, so stay tuned. More of your favorite music still to come.
LTH. Florissant, St. Louis. The all-new Breeze 97.1.
Up in the frying pan, headed out the doorway to wonder, wonder, wonderland, wonder, wonder, wonderland. Down in wonderland, I pass the time away, play the piano, but it ain't no Steinway. Some fallen angel usually takes my hand, leads me round the corner. joking. Take you to heaven for a subway token. Each night my woman's with a different man. Leaning on the bar down at Wonder, Wonder, Wonderland. Wonder, Wonder, Wonderland. All of the people in Wonderland have wondrous plans that never come to pass. Life in all her wisdom's laid them low. All of the people in Wonderland have no regrets. They've always placed their rings on dance. Down in Wonderland we drown all our sorrows. Got too much yesterdays and no tomorrow. On the stand, fingering the ivories and wonder, wonder, wonderland, wonder, wonder, wonderland. All of the people in Wonderland have wondrous plans that never come to pass.
The all-new Breeze 97.1. Group Horizont and No Deal, the name of the piece. It's from the White Clouds disc featuring John Parsons. Michael Frank sang Wonderland before that. It's off his Objects of Desire disc. And the group Windows began the set with Ships at Sea from the French Laundry disc. It's quarter past. I'm Ray Peterson. Hello there. In the news highlights this hour, new allegations about John Tower apparently have surfaced. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Sam Nunn described the new claims against the Defense Secretary nominee as similar to those raised in the past. Earlier allegations have charged that Tower was a womanizer and drank too much. Nunn said that investigators are probing the latest claims, which came as the Senate continued debate on Tower's nomination. President Bush again defended his nominee at a meeting with reporters Tuesday. Bush said that Tower, and we quote, is the best man for the job. President Bush fielded questions from reporters Tuesday, most of them involving criticism that his administration has been drifting and failing to outline a clear foreign policy or a blueprint for military spending. Bush said that the lack of a defense secretary has been an inhibiting factor. Since taking office, Bush ordered a number of wide-ranging reviews from policy options on arms control, the Middle East, and relations with the Soviet Union. The president said that he believes that it is prudent for a new administration to study the issues, particularly because of changes in the Soviet Union. The director of the United Nations Environment Program told a 123-nation ozone conference in London Tuesday that he would search for compromises to help developing countries to sign an international treaty. Such a treaty would call for the reductions in the use of chlorofluorocarbons, or CPCs. The British Prime Minister Thatcher said that the industrialized nations must commit to practical steps that will halt the damage being done to the ozone layer. The best-kept secret in St. Louis is out. So go ahead and tell a friend about the all-new Breeze 97.